Hopefully, during this long dispute, no one sat at the stop signs waiting for them to turn green. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where behind a lot of signs are a lot of interesting stories. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, May 15th. The United Nations just wrapped up Global Road Safety Week, which reminded me of a very strange moment in traffic history from the 1980s, when people in Spain and France had a dispute that was called the War of the Stop Signs. First, a little geography. There's a place in Spain called Llivia, which is actually in France. It's part of Catalonia in northeastern Spain, but it's actually an enclave. It's surrounded on all sides by southwestern France. This came about after the two countries went to war in the 17th century. When they signed the Treaty of the Pyrenees, Spain gave 33 villages in the region to France, but Llivia remained Spanish by many accounts because it was technically a town, not a village, and therefore not part of the deal. In modern times, Spanish and French authorities have worked together on projects like a local hospital, but at other times the mood has been a little less cooperative, which brings us back to the dispute over the road that connects Llivia with the nearest town in contiguous Spain. This road crossed several French roads, one of which was a pretty busy route for people heading south for the summer holidays. Tired of having all those travelers yielding to the road going to and from Spain, the French authorities removed the stop signs on their thoroughfare and put up stop signs on the road to and from Llivia. This was not well received by the Spanish. They argued that a series of other treaties guaranteed free movement between the enclave and the rest of Spain, which meant who were the French to put up stop signs on what was essentially their road. The Spanish took the French-installed stop signs down. The French put them back up. Over and over this happened, over years. France eventually sent in security guards to keep the Spanish from pulling out the stop signs, but despite the name for the dispute, the two countries didn't ever end up going to war. Spain built a bridge so that travelers could bypass the French intersections and their stop signs, and France replaced the disputed intersections with a roundabout so everybody could get where they needed to go and nobody had to stop. You can learn more about the so-called War of the Stop Signs at CoolWeirdAwesome.com. Designer and Couch to 5K runner Harriet Richardson emailed a local church about the Bible verses on their sign. She suggested instead they might attract more gym goers with punny slogans like "Next, exercise your demons," or "Your body is not a temple, we are." After several emails like this, the church decided to have a little fun too. They wrote back one day to verify that Harriet was going to the gym, and then they put up a new sign that read, "Please stop emailing us, Harriet." I'm Brady, and Harriet was delighted. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.